The next concert coming up in the Shriver Hall concert series, again in their temporary new residence at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation, it will be the Tetzlaff Quartet. And as always, it's a pleasure to welcome to the WBJC studio the Executive Director, Catherine Cochran. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, one knows of Christian Tetzlaff as a very fine solo violinist. What about the background to this quartet that takes his name?
As you say, Christian Tetzlaff is one of the world's most important violinists, and he's known for his adventurousness and technique and intensity. And this ensemble has been playing together for over 20 years. It was formed in 1994, and the four of them have been coming together a few times a year to tour and record as a quartet ever since. And while Christian Tetzlaff is the best known, all four players have important careers as individual musicians, performing at major festivals, orchestras with important chamber partners, etc. And they're really marvelously matched.
It's a lovely program that they're giving us with a sort of Viennese stamp, starting out with Mozart. And one knows that there is this story of Mozart just writing down the notes from his mind in this incredible way. But the Haydn quartets, of which this is part, were the ones that seemed to have given him a little bit of more trouble.
You're right. When presenting the set to Haydn, his mentor, he is quoted as describing it as the fruit of long and laborious study. And indeed, there is a record of more preparatory sketches than usual. So he clearly spent some good time and care over them.
When one mentions Alban Berg, I think some people can have a little frisson of nervousness, perhaps. You know, it is atonal music. And yet this is one of his more accessible compositions, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. He's noted for his sensuality and lyrical rhapsody within this atonal format. He was born into a well-to-do Viennese family and studied with Arnold Schoenberg. And this quartet is an homage to his teacher. It was the last work he wrote when he was 25 years old while studying with Arnold Schoenberg. So similarly, there's an echo of teacher-student, as with the Mozart. But it's rich and luscious and just sort of straddling the modernism while hearkening back to Mahler and Strauss at the same time.
And then finishing up with Schubert's massive final 15th quartet.
Yes, this is a majestic, huge work. At 50 minutes long, it achieves a depth of sound that really belies the presence of only four people on stage. He grew up playing string quartets with his family. He began writing them when he was 13 or 14 years old. And this quartet, the G major, is his 15th and final quartet, written when he was 29, 2 years before he died. And at that time, he was aspiring to write a symphony, a grand symphony, on the scale of Beethoven's Ninth. And while that work never came to pass, his final three works, including this one, were really conceived on a symphonic scale with elaborate thematic development and emotional complexity, as well as technical difficulty.
So we'll have readings of all of these Viennese pieces by the Tetzlaff Quartet. This is on Sunday, November the 19th at 5:30 p.m. in the Shriver Hall Concert Series temporary residence at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation. More details about directions and the program at shriverconcerts.org. Always a pleasure to speak to the Executive Director, Catherine Cochran. Thanks as always.
Thank you.